אנחנו אמנם שמכירים פחות או יותר את הקטעים האלו, מה שנלמד.
Although we more or less know these excerpts we're going to learn from, nevertheless we have to go over them so they would establish clearly in our hearts the entire complex of these excerpts, and that we would get excited and moved by them again. So let's read. It's in one flow until there's some impression left in us, and then we'll discuss them for those who won't understand and won't feel them, how to absorb them correctly.
So the topic is, in every 10 there is the Shekhinah, excerpt 15. Rabash, our sages said, in every 10 there is the Shekhinah. It is known that Malchut is called 10th. It is also known that the receiving Kli vessel is also called the Sfira Malchut, who is the 10th Sfira, receiving the upper abundance. She is called Will to Receive, and all the creatures extend only from her. For this reason, a congregation is no less than 10, since all the corporeal branches extend from the upper roots. Therefore, according to the rule, there is no light that does not have 10 Sfirot. In corporeality, something is not considered a congregation that can be regarded as important unless there are 10 men there, such as the upper degrees.
Meaning, because our soul is constructed in such a way that it includes 10 parts, this should be the path from entering the soul until it receives, absorbs in the 10th part. We are also built this way. We have to create a similar copy in the connection between us in a group of 10 people, as we call it, a congregation, a group, a class. It doesn't matter how we call it, but we have to be. It's recommended to be 10. There is a congregation is no less than 10, and it's also not recommended to be more than 10. It becomes malfunctioning. We can't even count more than 10, look, according to our number of fingers we have. So we have to give importance to each and every friend. And if we have fewer or more in a group, it'll work itself up. They'll arrange it for us from above, all those changes. But as Kabbalists explain to us, we have to be in accordance with the general structure of the soul, which is entirely made up of these 10 parts, and specifically in the correct connection between these 10, we build. Я в Киев.
Да, дорогой Раф, Творец раскрывается в девяти первых товарищах.
No.
The Creator is revealed in the first 9 friends.
If there aren't complete 10, look, there's a different matter here. It's possible that as many friends we have, 5, 7, 8 in a group, nevertheless, it's divided into 10. It's not us who divide it, but it's important to reach the form of 10. Also, corporeally, simpler, it's more correct. We will learn how spirituality is divided or distributed into corporeality, and the upper light arranges for itself the place where it can appear. It decides, but it's recommended that we decide as well.
But we're not talking about a physical number of runes, right? What does it mean, the first nine? And what is the Creator revealed?
We're not speaking of a physical number, it's true, but the upper light will divide it, distribute it. Even if you have six or seven people, the upper light divides them into ten. How it's doing it, we'll see later, because each one of us also includes ten. And that comes to us from the structure of Adam HaRishon. So, however we distribute it, that's how it's going to be.
Yes, but where is the Creator revealed? In the whole structure of the ten sefirot, or just in the first nine? In my relation to the friends.
The Creator is revealed in the nine upper sefirot, where from my will to receive, I wish to adapt myself to them. Meaning if I have nine friends before me, it doesn't matter how many exactly. But let's say, in my attitude towards them, when I care about them, where I wish to reveal the Creator in them, I want everything to happen in them and not in my malchut, in my will to receive, which is the egoistic desire. But if I restrict it, this malchut, the will to receive, and I wish to deliver everything and reveal everything in the friends, the Creator is revealed there.
What is the Creator who is revealed in the friends?
The force of love and bestowal, the force of connection, the force of attraction, concern, care, all those things that are not typical for the will to receive above it.
My concern for the friends, that's clear, but what does it mean I'm concerned for the friends and therefore to the Creator?
The sum total of how you care about your friends, this care and concern reaches such a complex called the Creator. This complex or this mechanism, in it you are disconnected from yourself. And you deliver yourself to them with concern, with soul devotion, and you wish for them to, for your whole life to be felt in them. And this means that you are coming closer to, you are connected to the Creator.
There's a feeling of each friend and there's a general feeling. So the feeling of all the friends, is that something additional?
This is called a congregation, a group, as one. As one man in one heart. This is called the general kli, the spiritual kli. When you feel the entire group as one, then in that, with that, you are ready for the revelation of the Creator.
And what can I give?
When I disconnect from myself and I'm incorporated in them and I feel them instead of me. I feel myself as serving them, as giving them, providing them.
That's it.
My role is to disconnect from myself. Is that all I need to do? Is that my whole role, to feel everyone together? And then begins a life in the friends?
Yes, in this life that you're, where you are depicting yourself correctly in the friends, are already spiritual life. It only seems to be in the friends. You discover this is the true you, the true spiritual you. And it's not that you're disconnected from yourself and connected with the friends, and now you're in them, and where is the true you? You discover that this is the true you. Discovered as you, or is the part in you that resembles the Creator. In that you discover the spiritual self and the Creator that fills me. This is all revealed when you're incorporated in the friends.
My corporeal egoistic self, is it needed only in order to disconnect from it and be incorporated in the friends?
Yeah, only for that. If you would be created only in your will to bestow, you wouldn't feel those things. Every feeling that we have, we're not included in the Creator, but we are independent, is because we come to each and every feeling through the connection. It's our egoistic desire who doesn't want it. And we are building this process, this occasion, where we fill the friends. By that we fill the Creator. And for that we are called creatures. Unlike
Buongiorno Rav. Che cosa significa costruire un posto composto da 10 parti?
What does it mean to build a place made of 10 parts?
When I have to feel their deficiencies, their spiritual deficiencies, as my own. It's truly my own deficiency. I don't have a deficiency for spirituality except for when I begin to be incorporated in them and I wish to help them, to fill them, then I feel their deficiencies. I feel it. I can't say that that's what's in them. I am always the created being. I discover only what I feel, only what I discover in them. But I reveal it in them, and this is called my soul. Meaning there isn't a soul in me, except on the condition that I disconnect from myself and I'm incorporated in the others, then the desires of the others become my soul.
Tof as ita free.
Okay, Italy 4. Okay, so 3.
Lo studio di questi due giorni sugli articoli della Shekhinah, ho come la sensazione che porti più giusta questa sensazione.
In the last couple of days, while we were working on the articles on the Shekhinah, it gives me this feeling of heaviness. Oh, we couldn't hear him very well. Maybe he should repeat himself.
Questa sensazione che porta, che questi articoli portano pesantezza sulla Shekhinah.
Is this correct? This feeling that these excerpts bring heaviness? These excerpts about the Shekhinah?
The articles about the Shekhinah bring heaviness, confusion, disorientation, because this is the only thing we have to build by ourselves from the connection between us, from the attitude to the other, from these efforts, these exercises we're trying to come out of ourselves toward the other. And here is a problem. We don't quite have the feeling, the mind for it, the inclination for it, the disposition for it. We have to try. We have to try to somehow continue continue, continue, until we begin to feel. We don't feel in the beginning, especially there's a great rejection from the friends, connecting with them. How come I need to connect with them? I need to subjugate myself. How come I need to accept their desires as greater, more important than my desire? Everything works against the ego. So it's not simple. There's also a scrutiny here. What do I need to show the friends? What should I not show the friends? The extent to which I need to protect myself in order to not expose everything that's in my heart. On the other hand, I wish to reveal what's in their heart. Or maybe I don't. What's important to me about their heart? Meaning, the work here is work against the will to receive. That's becoming, with each passing day, according to a person's efforts, but it becomes more difficult. And here we are building our desire here. Ultimately, we awaken the reforming light. This light comes and influences us in different ways, our efforts, both on wanting to connect and on not wanting to connect. Nevertheless, the light influences all of our efforts. Also, what we don't want to do, that also enters the work of correction. And in the end, it turns out that the important thing is the connection, these connections. And from these connections, we'll be able to come to a state where, nevertheless, we are beginning to feel. And it takes a great deal of time, months, years, even years, depending on the size of the soul. If the soul is great, it requires a long time before a person understands, although he hears and he reads, but before he understands in the heart, because the heart understands that he has no choice, but he must include the heart of the friends in it, inside his heart. This is called the connection of broken parts, the parts that are broken during the sin of the tree of knowledge.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вот сейчас товарищ говорил, ну, что отрывки переносят, ну, отягощение, извиняюсь.
The friend who spoke now spoke about the burdening. In our turn, it's to the contrary. We feel extraordinary relation. All the excerpts we read seem so clear to us. It's never been like that. And in general, since we started learning about the exile, it feels like we've moved into a different level quality-wise. Not just in our chain, but all over the world, clearly there's this impression. You can't compare it to the past.
Yeah, we're going from state to state, from degree to degree. There's going to be difficult states, great confusion, misunderstandings, lack of feeling. This is called a time of building the vessel, and then the revelation of the upper light. And the vessel is the time of receiving the reward. And that's how it works. Day and night, night and day. I'm happy that you are familiar with both. Try not to forget that there's always light, darkness and light, and the darkness and light come to us intermittently, one after the other. And there cannot be any light except after darkness. And it shall be evening and morning, night and day, night and day. That's how it is. Therefore, if you feel yourself now, as everything is clear, everything is understood, when you're advancing, there'll be other times as well. You have to be ready for it, to understand you can have one without the other, and accept and bless the bad as the good. We're coming here to build a vessel, to reveal the Creator, to give Him contentment. That's it.
Buen día, Rab, y amigos. La pregunta, Rab, es la siguiente. No me queda muy claro a qué se refiere con...
Buen día, Rab, friends. The question is,
y en otro es como un llenado. ¿Es así o estoy confundido?
When you talk about the Shekhinah, in some excerpts it talks about the Shekhinah as the vessel, in other excerpts as the filling. Is this how it is?
Yeah, you can talk about the Shekhinah from the start of the vessels. It's us when we connect between us, and when we do, we build this place, this common desire that's made of our those individual desires that make concessions over themselves and wish to be connected to reveal the Creator. And the revelation of the Creator inside the created being is called the revelation of Shekhinah, when the light is revealed inside the vessel. Yeah, both. The Shekhinah from the vessels are the broken vessels that made efforts to make concessions, and when they connect, they reach a state where they're like the light. And the level of connection.
Rav Shalom, חברים, בוקר טוב. Rav, אנחנו נלחמים מאוד חזק על החיבור.
Hello, Rav, friends, good morning. Rav, we're fighting very hard for the connection between us on top of all the troubles that surface. And we're trying to ask together what more can help us succeed.
First of all, what can succeed is a thought of our entire worldly. It has a huge power. We just don't know how to use it yet. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, it's recommended to speak among the friends and disconnect from the trouble. From all the troubles, try to rise above them and then decide how much you are capable of being as one. And when you speak about it, you'll see how these troubles disappear, dissipate. It all depends on the connection between us. There's no other reason for any trouble. It doesn't matter which. In what form? And as it comes only in order to awaken us to connection. There are no other actions on our part relative to the end of correction except for connection. Try to receive examples from others. Envy is very important here, to be envious of others. And for us to advance, tell the others, it's not a problem. Tell the others, it's very good that we speak from one group to another about the troubles. Just be precise, make sure you're not confusing anyone, rather only if there's a huge need and you're certain that by that you're helping your group and you're helping another group when you're sharing that with them. Then you'll see how well it works. PD35.
Thank you, Rav. A question from a friend in the 10. When I work for a connection, I try to be connected to the friends and sensitive to them. What should be my approach to the dweller? Should I wait for his appearance or should I be active toward him?
I don't know, what is it, a dweller?
What should be the right approach to the Creator? Should we wait for him in the ten or should I do something active toward him?
You can bestow to the Creator only through connection. If you wish to bestow to the Creator, if you wish to ask of Him, to receive help from Him, you can pray even when you're not connected to anyone else. But to actually bestow, for that, you need a vessel, a whole vessel, then you need connection. You can't receive from the Creator more than the tiny light that comes to correct you, the reforming light. And if you want bigger lights,
that
will reform you, you need first to be connected to friends. The prayer of many, that's what saves everything.
How can I be active towards something that is concealed from me?
If you can connect with the friends and turn to the Creator, we need to understand that this concealment is only to our own benefit. We can then relate to the Creator like a baby. What does he know about his mother? He knows there's someone he can cry to, he can call on, ask and receive. We are the same, although we don't have such a feeling as a baby's.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
After we get close in the 10, new disturbances immediately come in corporeality and spirituality. Is it really so, or should I only see it as I have changed and there aren't really disturbances?
No, no. Each degree has its own disturbances because you need to get into your vessel more and more. Additional vessels, and then they appear more and more of them, and you discover them. That's why it's good. It's natural. It's how things should be. He who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. He's got greater disturbances, and there is no righteous person in the land who did good before sinning first. All the sins appear, all the problems, then you correct them. Everything comes from, moves from corruption to correction. When the corruptions appear, there's no problem with us. We didn't perform any corruption. The system did it. The Creator shattered the system. He made all these corruptions. That's why it says, I've created the evil inclination. We simply receive these desires and we need to filter them, sort them correctly, arrange them properly and raise them to correction. We shouldn't feel that our these corrupt desires are ours. It all comes to us from the sin of the tree of knowledge. If I relate to it in this way, I determine the correct attitude to all of reality. When I am not the one who sinned, I'm not the one who will correct it. Rather, I'm only asking the Creator to correct what He prepared. And along the way, I am between the two all the time. Such an attitude is very healthy. It disconnects us from that sense of guilt. We constantly torment ourselves. Those who torment themselves, how terrible they are. They're not terrible. They're not bad. Sin appears, that's true. All those sins, all those horrible forms of ours, such desires that we are ashamed of, we suffer from, But in truth, it all comes from the shattering of the vessel. There's nothing that appears that didn't come from there. So we have to be more open, more honest, and with our mutual help. In them.
Спасибо большое. Раф, любимый, вопрос такой. Как десятки все время держать в фокусе, что наша основная задача — радовать Творца?
Beloved Rav, how can the ten keep its focus on the goal being to delight the Creator?
I understand this is still concealed from you, since your problems, your egoistic troubles still determine what you want and what you do. This is true.
But
nevertheless, you need to help one another. Each one needs to show the others how much he is thinking of the ten, of the Creator. Make this into a duty of sorts, where I know I have to. We have to take turns and holding the right intention towards society 2 hours a day. And there is 2 hours each time. A rotation of friends who need to try every 2 hours. There are friends who need to remind the friends without confusing them or bothering them, but reminding them that through all of our social activities that we wish to enter that we wish to give contentment to the Creator through that. That's the final goal. And even if we can't say that it's burning for us, that we suffer from our inability to give him contentment, nevertheless, we need to speak this way, and gradually it will be revealed this way. Like in all of this,
Rav, איך אפשר לדעת בעשירייה שאנחנו כבר התחלנו לבנות את הכלי שדיברת?
How can we know in the 10 that we've begun to build the vessel you talked about?
ואתם רוצים להשפיע זה לזה?
To the extent that you feel connection between you and you wish to bestow to one another, when you feel like your future depends on the extent to which you are connected. This is how you check your progress, to what extent we feel that our future depends on the measure, the degree of our connection. Later you'll have different types of measurements according to the coarseness, restriction, screen, reflected light, receiving the light, revealing the Creator. Later it will be like in the Partsuf. But for the time being, we are in such stages where we wish to reach simply the arrangement, the building of the parts of.
So the minute we begin to correct our vessels, we'll know that we're correcting them?
Yes, it will all be felt in practice, but between us. Between us.
The effort to feel the friends in the 10, like the general structure of the soul. What should add in our discernments about this concept when we studied Tess about the structure of the soul?
We
will simply feel what Tess is speaking of. We will scrutinize what is the meaning of a patsuf. What is inner light, surrounding light, various things. We would feel how these actions work on all of us, and each one will feel in it will feel his participation, his influence, his activities. That's what we'll have. What is, when we read tests, we'll try to realize what we're reading about, to implement it. Otherwise, what benefit are we deriving from it? We can read it, even if we don't understand what we're learning, as it's written, but because we have this great yearning to understand what we're learning, we awaken the lights. So we need to imagine that I want it. I want to feel what is inner, surrounding. What does it mean that the screen is purified? What is the screen? It's the connection between us. What does it mean it's purified? That it gradually disappears. And then we return to that state where we have no common body. And we can't discover the Creator as before, who is filling us to some extent, filling the toch of the potsuf. So we shouldn't be living in an illusion, but try to incorporate in it as much as possible. And this is the meaning of the wisdom of Kabbalah and practice. We are building these exercises from within our soul. The connection between us brings us back to a certain part of the soul of Adam HaRishon. We're building our soul. We grow it more and more. And accordingly, we discover the Creator both as our surrounding and our inner. Come and see. Boe is the inner quality
Здравствуйте, Раф, мировой Кли. Подскажите, для чего мне включать в себя желание товарищей?
Hello, Raf, World Kli. Why do I need to incorporate the desire of the friends in me?
It seems to you that there are friends and there's a great big world around you. It's only your imagination. In truth, nothing is happening. Nothing new is happening. It's simply the way in which you begin to feel, to see you're living in an illusion. And the wisdom of Kabbalah shows it to you, reveals it to you. Seems to you that there are people around you, still vegetative, animate, and humans speaking degree. And when you connect to them, connect with them, you wish to be connected with them, you don't want to be together with them. Those are all exercises designed to build a new, a true, correct sense in you. Where eventually you discover that the whole world, all the worlds, all the potsufim, all the sfirot, everything that exists in reality, and all belongs to you. Then you begin to attain your soul, the true form, your eternal form, this form you exist in, right now exists for a very short time. We call it the number of years you live in this world, and that's it. There's no more. After that, it disappears, it departs, it doesn't return. when you are in this world, you need to attain, to try and attain at least your own true spiritual level, and then continue to exist properly. It's not in those, with those concepts of time when I speak about continuing, but I have no choice. I can't talk about it in a more correct form. Meaning the fact that you are connecting with others, by that you are reaching the structure of your very soul. Your soul. We're not speaking of anything else. Don't, how should I put it? You have nowhere to run to. Very simple. You'll need constantly, if not now, then later, you need to nevertheless come to know your true structure, your soul.
Rav, может ли десятка стать парцуфом, если она неоднородна? Да? Есть активная часть, есть пассивная, есть там, ну, разные части.
Can the ten become a parzuf if it's not homogeneous? There's an active part, there's a passive part, different parts in the ten, or it's not to do with it. It doesn't depend on the ten, only my perception of the ten.
And the ten can become a spiritual ten by each of the friends doing what as much as he can do for now. For now. For connection with the others. So each one as much as he can. Some more, some less. Some people seem to us very strange, that they have no desire to connect. Some are so egoistic and individualistic that they can't connect to others. I'm like that too. And there are those whom the Creator created that they are likable. They like to hang out in society with friends. They're willing to hug the friends and be with them heart and soul, even in their corporeal life. This is how they always behaved. So there are all kinds, and we need to understand that what we received from the Creator, the command to create a ten out of ourselves, it's the right command, and there's no chance here. But as he says to us, in the freedom and in the avut, mutual guarantee, we have to come to a state where each one complements the other. And as much, how much I compliment, how much do the friends compliment, we don't know. But we should nevertheless try to be a group. Azerbaijan.
Can the active part in the 10 fill or the part of the friends who cannot invest 100%?
Yes, yes. That's how it should be. Each one should... Seen, right? Moshe?
Yes, 16.
Go ahead.
The Zohar says about it, wherever there are 10, the Shekhinah dwells. This means that in a place where there are 10 men, there is a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah.
Yes. Well, it's in addition to what we had before. It is written, there should be 10 parts. How do we then discover that we connect into 10 parts, although we may be fewer than 10 or a little more than 10? But that's how the upper light divides us. It's not according to the number of heads or the structure of each one, fat or skinny, or veteran, or more knowledgeable, or less. No. We'll see how it all falls into place through the reforming light. It creates a structure out of us, and in this structure we will feel that we belong to 10 parts of one desire. And within this desire we will work. This is why it is written in the Zohar, wherever there are 10, the Shekhinah, divinity, dwells, meaning the upper light, the revelation of the Creator, is always in the 10. This means that in a place where there are 10 men or 10 people, there is a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah. There is a place for connection. The more they connect as one man with one heart, accordingly, the power of the light is revealed in them. Moshe 17.
In every ten, there is the Shekhinah. It is known that in every ten there is Shekhinah, and this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in the society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to the society, while they are the head, the body, and the higher organs. And when each one thinks of himself in this way, they make the gates of abundance, and every lushness in the world opens up to them. And the most important is that righteous who can best grasp a discernment that is more null than... flows.
Again,
it is known that in every 10 there is Shekhinah. And this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to the society, while they are the head, the body, and the higher organs. And when each one thinks of himself in this way, they make the gates of abundance, and every lushness in the world open up to them. And the most important is that righteous who can best grasp a discernment that is more null than all of them. Through him, all the abundance flows.
In other words, the one who annuls the most before the society is the greatest, because he is the one who gives support to the society so it can exist. And according to this, the upper light is revealed. To the extent that he's an egoist, but annuls himself only in order to be connected to the society. And therefore, it is important for us to, as much as possible, well, we learn what Chabash writes about it. Everyone, all the Kabbalists, the more a person diminishes himself before the society, before the connection in society, the more he tries to be in this, and at least he tries to set an example of it. Maybe he isn't really so inside, but on the outside, he tries to set an example to others. The others look at him and begin to really be impressed with him and begin to really bestow and connect. And that influences him in return. The one who started it all. So now the friends influence him back, and then he's impressed by what he actually started. He started it kind of jokingly, not for real. But when it comes back through others, he accepts it as real. And then through envy, lust, and honor that he is in, he begins to feel that others are better and that I'm behind. And as a result, it pushes him forward. And that's very important for us, to really feel how the friends help each and every one in this. You can't be impressed by the Creator. You can't be impressed by regular people. Only in the ten can we find the right example. Yes. This is why if we're not arranged in this way, we have to take a roster. Let's say each one is responsible for awakening the society 2 hours a day, even an hour a day, because besides the morning lesson and other times, we have, say, maybe 10 hours. So each one tries to think during this time about how I awaken the society. Sometimes we can even connect among us, but that already exists. So the thought about the society,
Adam titragel,
a person should grow accustomed to thinking about the society, to thinking about the group, thinking about the benefits of the society. Habit becomes a second nature. We have to get used to it. To look at the friends and to try to get from them a good example. When you look at the friends, each of them works according to his character, according to his ability, in all kinds of ways toward the society. I have to look at all those forms, be incorporated in them, and see how I personally can bestow as well. Salt Lake City.
Hola, Rab, buenos días. Dentro de la decena, cada uno de nosotros es una parte diferente y que mantenemos nuestra individualidad.
The ten. Each one of us is a different part that preserves his individuality. Is it like that, or we are like drops of water in a river where you cannot distinguish one from the other?
As much as you may want to be similar to each other externally or internally, it won't help. You won't be able to change yourself. Each one is built however is built. That's how it's made, period. Instead, we have to try to get an example from each other. How much each one, according to his nature, bestows upon the society, and then to see how much I can bestow upon the society according to my nature, and in this way, to become corrected. One may do some things, another other things, I look at them, I envy them, and I want to participate too. Otherwise, how will I advance? Only to the extent of my participation in the ten. So I need to see in what I can bestow upon them. And that's how we advance. Until we complement each other and thereby become a complete vessel in which we reveal the Creator. Then all kinds of conflicts become revealed between us, all kinds of problems. This is called the coarseness that's revealed. And then we, on top of this coarseness, should connect to one another once again and maintain the structure of the ten, the complete vessel, where we all complement everyone. And once again, we come to another degree of connection and reveal the Creator at a higher level. The Creator means come and see. When we connect ourselves,
with so many attitudes to seeing the same state.
You need to show them how you see connection out of all those views. Don't go in there with your view, but rather try to show them that you see how it's possible to connect all those contradicting views. That's it. Give them an example.
אבל בשוני הזה,
each one should be different from the others. But in this difference, they don't breach the connection. They don't disrupt the connection with one another. It's like when you build a house. Some people work with concrete, some with wood, some with glass, some with electricity, all kinds of things. One does not disturb the other. They work together. So that in the end, they'll have something common, collaborative. So we don't need to see in the differences between us something that disrupts, interferes. We just have to know how to connect them correctly. If it isn't like that, we won't be able to reveal the Creator, because the Creator means come and see. When different elements connect out of their differences into some connection, into some depiction, and then we say, come and see. He is revealed to us before us, out of the darkness, out of concealments, out of contradictions, out of questions. Then he is revealed. So we need to know how we connect. On top of all the differences, precisely in this do we have the power and form of the revelation of the Creator. This is why there is a complete vessel, but that is unfit for anything, and the Creator breaks it. And when we begin to resurrect this vessel out of all the shattering, out of the remnants, the residue, the shreds, by this we begin to know Him. Precisely when the broken vessels can, this way or that way, we try to build out of them some sort of a mosaic, some sort of a shape. And this is called studying the Creator. It's very important. One who prays for his friend is rewarded first. If you can absorb a deficiency of a friend and pray to the Creator over that deficiency, then you receive from the Creator the light first, the filling, the answer, and then you can pass it on to them. If you know how to do this in practice, of course, it's still not so much. But in the future, we know that this is how it works. No one can turn, in the end, to the Creator for his own sake, only for the sake of others. That's the secret of the connection between all the broken parts in the vessel that is corrected. That no one asks or reveals his own trouble, his own shattering. Only others feel and ask for him. This is called helping one another. That's the meaning of avut, the mutual responsibility within the vessel. Do you understand how important it is? How great it is? Okay, that's clear to us, I think. Read it again.
In every 10, there is the Shechina. Clearly, if there are more than 10, then there is more revelation of the Shechina. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. And he should annul before his friend, and his friend should do the same toward him. And so should everyone do. Then when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse. And the Creator approaches them, and He is with them.
In short, to the extent of the connection of the friends in the group, to the extent that they are drawn to be together above all the disturbances in them,
of the desire. Again, when one prepares to return to his root, he does not induce the complete zivug at one time, but create stimuli, which is the degree of nefesh by way of cycles, chasing the Shekhinah with all his might, quivering and sweating, until he mounts this extremity all day and all night incessantly. It is as the books write concerning the cycles. And while one's soul is being completed in the degrees of nefesh, he comes ever closer, and so his yearning and sorrow grow, since the unsatisfied desire leaves behind it a great affliction according to the measure of the desire.
Therefore, according to our sorrow, affliction from day to day, the more we want the revelation of the Shekhinah, and the revelation of the Shekhinah is the revelation of the connection between us in order to bestow upon each other. This is called the revelation of the Shekhinah. So the more we yearn for it to happen, between us, according to this feeling, we can say that we are advancing, even though we feel distress, because we really want connection, so as to, out of the connection, bestow upon the Creator. So we are seemingly in an intensified deficiency, and a deficiency is never pleasant. We are deficient, but because we are deficient of giving to the Creator, reaching the Creator, pleasing Him, for this reason, this deficiency is similar to a deficiency of one who is lovesick. It's a deficiency, a lack for a love that is actually sweet. There is sweetness in it. It's called those PG 24.
Rav said earlier that no one corrects anything in himself, but only in the other, and we have to identify the shattering in the other and pray for that, ask for that. The question is, what is the shattering in the other? What should I see there? What am I looking for?
This already we need to scrutinize. Basically, if I work in order to bestow, and I put a restriction on my deficiencies, on my problems, and I'm incorporated in others and feel the others, and the others' problems become my problems, then I pray for others. And in this way, I correct them. And then the others see the deficiencies in me and pray for them. And in this way, we help each other. This is how we achieve corrections. In spirituality, this is how it works. No one can correct himself. Just imagine how, if you're broken, how can you correct yourself? But if you, unless you ask the Creator to correct the friend.
Broken means he has desires he cannot fulfill. What does it mean, shattered?
Broken means that my desire work in order to receive.
Try
to be impressed by others and ask for them. And then you will see how you, when you begin to ask for others, correct yourself. And the others exist only for this. It's actually imaginary that you have others in front of you. It's just that he who faults in his own fault. All the corrections are your own corrections.
Every weakness I see with the other is his shattering, and I need to ask for it.
Every shattering you see in others is your own shattering, because it's impossible that you will see something bad in another and that something bad doesn't exist in you. Otherwise, how would you see that something bad in the other? Moshe, where are we?
22. One's hope should be that since he cannot break free from the power of the will to receive, he is therefore in perpetual ascent and descent. Hence he awaits the Creator to be rewarded with the Creator opening his eyes and to have the strength to overcome and work only for the sake of the Creator. It is as it is written, one thing have I asked of the Lord, her will I seek, her, meaning the Shekhinah. And one asks that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
So, the more we ask for the friends, for others, for the world, this is the prayer and this is what is heard above. I don't ask for myself because my whole self is spread out across reality. Therefore, when I pray for everyone, it is me praying for myself. It is my soul. So if we look at things correctly, then everyone can be incorporated with all the problems and all the troubles, at least of the ten. And then of our common kli, vessel, and then with the whole world. And the Creator is bringing us, especially now in the last generation, in the era of the pandemic, so that until we discover ourselves as having to belong to the common kli, we don't get rid of any problems. You should already see this tendency, this disposition throughout the world. The Creator is exhausting us, confusing us. He will do everything to make us understand that in the end, as he writes here, that each one will feel that he is dependent on everyone else. To such an extent that if I want to be happy, I want to.
Well, let's continue.
So, excerpt 23. One who is sitting at one's home is not as one who is standing before a king. This means that faith should be that he will feel all day as though he is standing before the king. Then his love and fear will certainly be complete. As long as he has not achieved this kind of faith, he should not rest. For this is our lives and the length of our days, and we will accept no recompense. And the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until a habit becomes a second nature. To the extent that when I remember him, he does not let me sleep.
How can we
constantly remind each other that we are in front of the Creator. And the more we are together, the closer it is to the Creator. With a greater intensity of bestowing to Him, how can we do that? That's my question. And how will we do this practically during the day? Let's talk about this a few minutes between ourselves. Go ahead, a workshop. How can we remind each other that we're constantly in front of the Creator, and each one reminds it to the other, and that's how we feel ourselves always in front of the Creator? It's a kind of an art here. It's a very subtle work. What should we do? But you can be sure that if we'll establish ourselves as a ten standing before the Creator, we will succeed. We already force Him to be revealed to us. It's not such a big of an effort.
From the Ramchal. You are all my beauty, my wife. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. To be completed, the rest of the souls must connect to her and all become one in her. At that time, the Shekhinah illuminates in a great correction, and then you are all beautiful, my wife. And no flaw is left in her, since by the force of Alvut, each one corrects for the other, and thus everything is corrected.
All right. Well, read 27.
Rabash, the reason for faith is that there is no greater pleasure than to be rewarded with the revelation of godliness and instilling of the Shekhinah. In order for one to receive all this for the purpose of bestowal, there is a correction of the concealment where he engages in Torah and mitzvot, even though he feels no pleasure. This is called not in order to receive reward. When he has this kli, his vessel, his eyes soon open to welcome the face of the Creator. When a desire awakens within him that it is worthwhile to serve the Creator for the pleasure, he soon falls into concealment. This is regarded as death, meaning that previously he was adhered to life, and he was rewarded with it only through the power of faith. Therefore, now he is corrected and begins to work in faith once more. He receives back his breath of life.
Meaning the whole thing is a person thinks about himself, he doesn't feel Shekhinah, doesn't feel spirituality. When he starts thinking of others, he immediately starts feeling accordingly, feeling spirituality, feeling the Creator. Everything depends on how much he is adhered to this vessel.
Thing, what's the inversion we're waiting for?
When you're asking for others, this should bring you to a state that you will truly discover how much you cannot do that. There is no such thing in spirituality that a person makes an effort and he succeeds. There's no such thing. On no action that a person does The most clean, pure way to bestow, to connect. He does it and he succeeds. It's impossible. Where he can succeed from if all his vessels are broken? I'm now will be successful at being a bird. So can I fly like a bird? No. Meaning, me trying to do something and succeeding, it's still like I'm being played with, like a child. You know, when children do something, we help them as if they succeeded, to strengthen them so that they'll do more and more. But in truth, in spirituality especially, there is no righteous in the land that has not sinned. All our actions in spirituality, they have to begin from failure. From failure. Maybe it seems to us in the beginning that we're successful. But we're not discovering our true success. And when we do discover, we discover the mistake. Lack of success, unsuccessfulness. That leads us to a prayer, to an outcry, all kinds of things that were truly opposite of the Creator. Why isn't it working? Through all kinds of stages, we eventually reach a prayer. And then we try to be wiser. And we understand that we can only succeed to the extent that I can perceive the Creator like a smaller one grabs the older one by the hand, bringing him to a state that the bigger one will do something, telling him, this is what I want, and the older one, the bigger one, will do it for him.
Of course, there's a lot of work before us. I wanted to understand what the next stage is. What's this inversion that has to happen after we stop praying for ourselves?
Me? I'm not preparing for you anything, except for the sources we read, the excerpts, to learn together and to awaken the light that reforms. I don't prepare anything for you. All the work is yours. All your questions are yours. You'll get the answers eventually from the Creator. I'm only this small assistant. That's it. That's why I'm not preparing anything for you, except for the excerpts. I do prepare. That is true. According to the sequence, I see that logically it should come one after the other until we can start going into tests. Also, we'll only go into tests half an hour, then an hour, maybe later more. There are other materials except for tests that already talk about more internal work. But I myself do nothing. So again, what's your question?
Just unexpected. We stopped asking for ourselves and everything is towards the ten and the connection. What is that inversion that is coming from you? Maybe something stronger?
No. Won't happen. You're the ones who are going to have to feel that the prayer for the friends, for the ten, is the real prayer and the real request, that the Creator is expecting that and He answers that. And all personal things that are less of the ten, when each one asks for himself, one will get nothing. Best case scenario, he'll get disappointment, which will eventually lead him back to the work in the ten again. That's the The right work in the ten is when I locate that my whole spiritual future is in the ten, depends on the ten, according to the intensity of the connection between the friends. That's how we can demand help from above, from the Creator, until He connects between us truly. And later, in the connection He has done, it will be revealed. Meaning to scrutinize that I must have the connection, must have the vessel. When this vessel is made of, say, 10 egoists, that each one has to annul himself to a certain extent, to let go of himself, and to that extent he can incorporate in others without the concession he makes over himself. He can't integrate with others because he doesn't have the vessel, the empty vessel. He has to clear away the vessel from his ego to a certain extent, a little bit, to move out of himself, to clear some empty space for others. To that extent, when others enter his desire, and they, we call this, they qualify this place, and the, wherever he cleared from himself, and friends entered that place where the friends are, that's where the Creator is revealed. To the extent that the friends entered in it, in him, to that extent the Creator is revealed. That's called that he qualified his place by the light of Chasadim, by being ready to accept guests. That's how we call it. And